Good afternoon, gardeners. You are listening to Garden Planet with Selena and Karen. We are still in lockdown mode, so we're coming to you from our own homes and our own bubbles. I'm going to do a little garden ramble. Karen's going to do a little garden ramble at her place. And we'll share with you what we've been doing over the past couple of weeks in our own bubbles. So at home, gardening is as usual. The only difference being we can't go out into the garden centres to get supplies. But that's okay, because we've just been using what we have. Before lockdown, I managed to get up to Mitre 10 and get some seed raising mix and potting mix and a couple of seeds, although they were sold out of veggie seedlings. So what was left was hyssop, which was herbs. So I planted those. And then seeds, there are only a few veggie seeds left. So I've got spring onion, radish and carrots. So I've been sowing them in my recycled egg trays with my seed raising mix. And I also had some peas spare, so I've been growing them in little pots. Basically just tidying up the garden because we're getting everything ready for winter. So basically it is chopping and dropping, mulching, tidying up. So I'm looking at out my window, and my little veggie patch outside. It's got kale in it and some herbs like parsley and chamomile, catnip, and then some cabbages. And lavender, and also mugwort. Now, mugwort is a very interesting herb. It's a Chinese herb, also from the Artemisia family. Apparently, it is a very good antiviral, which is something that I learned. And people have been using it in Chinese acupuncture when they, smudge it and burn it. And it releases an aroma that helps with healing and repels insects and bugs and everything. So I've got that growing in my garden. And you can use it, you can dry it and use it in a tea or in your bath. And it's a very good medicinal herb. So I've been finding out all sorts of things at home because I've got all my gardening books and my magazines. The good thing with having back issues of magazines is you can always go to the month and it will tell you what you need to do that month. So if I look in my April and May issues, I have everything that I need to know garden-wise. So I've got back issues of New Zealand Gardener, Kiwi Gardener and Organic New Zealand. If you haven't subscribed to those or you didn't get your back issues from the withdrawn trolley at the library, where I get mine from, or the op shop, you can subscribe online to a digital version. There's a Get Growing magazine that New Zealand Gardener puts out, and they send it to your inbox every Friday, and it's free. And there's also great tips in there, so I'd recommend it, and you give that a go. So, yeah, my gardening magazine's great for inspiration, and also all my gardening books. I've been doing a lot of reading during my lockdown. And another thing that I was given was a mushroom kit. I've been trying to figure out how to grow mushrooms. Now, my mushroom kit came in a box with very detailed instructions that I could not really make sense of. So I did whatever anyone else things to do is go on YouTube to see how other people grow their mushrooms, like step by step. So that's what I've done, and hopefully in a couple of weeks I'll have some mushrooms to eat. I'm really looking forward to that, because going to the supermarkets can be a bit of a drag now, because, you know, you don't want to do it too often. You want to have fresh food from your garden. So, but good thing is, it's feijoa season. So later on in the show, I'll share with you a recipe for feijoa pie. Now, I think that's enough of me rambling on. We're going to listen to a lovely song by the Mamas and the Papas called Safe in My Garden. And then Karen is going to share with you what she's been up to in her bubble, in her garden. So we'll be back a bit later.
What a lovely song. Thanks, Selena. Just what the doctor ordered. Feeling safe in my garden. And I certainly am. My garden bubble, that is. Well, guys, just because we are in lockdown, the great news is that you are still permitted to garden. In fact, it's actually a really good thing to be doing at this time for both physical and mental well-being. I'm going to share with you a few things that you can be doing right now in your garden. It's autumn, so the soil will still contain a fair bit of warmth before the winter weather really starts to hit hard. So it's actually a great time for planting. And seriously, it is such a pleasant time to be in the garden without that incessant burning summer heat. I'm quite fair skinned, so honestly, summer is a bit of a nightmare for me. So let's look at mulching first. If you do happen to have a mulch supply available, then now would be a good time to apply some to your garden. In my garden, I mostly use mulched bark, leaves and grass clippings. Autumn being cooler and wetter is a time when the weeds begin to start up again, and mulch can really help suppress this weed growth by limiting their exposure to light. The next thing I wanted to discuss was fruit trees. If you happen to have potted fruit trees that you've been meaning to plant out but have been way too occupied with your life pre-lockdown, then now is the time. All a fruit tree, well, most fruit trees need is full sun, good drainage, and room to grow. And then you are good to go. Selena is going to discuss pruning trees. So those are for the more established fruit trees and some of her lockdown suggestions. And that's going to come up in the following segment. The third thing I wanted to discuss was one of my favourite things in the world, compost. Worst case scenario, if you don't have a bean to plant, do not panic, because guess what? You can always compost. If you prepare and eat food, which you will be doing a lot of at this moment during this restricted period, you will be able to create a decent amount of compost. I really do love my compost. I mean, I don't even mind getting my hands in amongst all that warm, moist, living, breathing, and not to mention moving matter. And by moving, I mean all the healthy, happy critters that are moving around within their composting home. Mm-mm. In fact, it's these creepy crawlies that actually play a big role in creating that beautiful compost matter. So it's important to feed them. Autumn is a good time to make compost because many deciduous trees are dropping their leaves, and leaves are a very suitable ingredient to add to your compost heap. Think of it as a big bowl recipe, a bowl of goodness for insects. It's like cereal for insects. And the better the cereal, the better the insect, the better the resulting compost matter. And if you've been cleaning up your yard, chuck into your compost some of the fresh foliage matter too, such as that acquired from weeding, pruning, and general thinning out in your garden. I aim for a lasagna-style compost. By that I just mean a whole lot of interesting layers. Try and keep it balanced and as interesting as possible, because this will attract a larger range of beneficial composting critters. Avoid adding fat and uncooked meat, as this can result in a foul-smelling, rancid compost, and we don't want that. And not to mention, it will attract the interest of rodents and flies. One last little tip to make is to make sure you keep your compost as reasonably moist, because your compost heap can get quite thirsty from all the action taking place deep within. That's why if you've got the courage to stick your hand in there, it feels quite warm, and that's how it should feel. And just like us, when we get a bit warm, we need a drink. So give it a drink using liquids like water, juice, tea, strained water from cooking vegetables. I even chuck in milk sometimes. Yeah, I threw in about a litre of sour milk that I found at the back of the fridge the other day. And heck, you can even put pea in your compost. Absolutely loves it. Urine is nitrogen rich, so it's great for getting things going. It's like a really healthy drink for the bugs. They enjoy it. I suggest you do it into a container and then transfer it, but if you're a bit on the wild side, well, you can just go straight to your compost heap and relieve yourself. Whatever works for you. So there you go, a few suggestions from myself, Karen. I do hope that these suggestions are of some use to you and maybe have even provided you a little bit of gardening inspiration during this strange and crazy time of lockdown. I will now hand you back over to Selena, who has been busily researching and recording from her own little bubble in West Auckland. She's now going to share with you some of her gardening tips. Take it away, Selena.
Thanks, Karen. Now, for my lockdown suggestions, I'm going to talk about pruning. So pruning, very good thing to do right now before the winter sets in. I've been pruning just bits here and there, not a huge lot of pruning, but just to tidy things up. And so with your fruit trees, just clearing away the dead, dying and diseased branches and just opening up that canopy so the birds can sort of fly through and have room to move and the air can get in. This is so it can pollinate the flowers and then you'll have more fruit. Take away the water shoots, which are the branches that come up at the base of the tree and then just go straight up. Those are not going to bear any fruit, so you can cut those off. And any branches that are sort of crossing or rubbing each other, you can clear those away. Any diseased ones that are broken or they're looking quite weak, you can cut those off. And yeah, you will have a lovely shaped tree. You can shape it so that you're not banging your head into it or crashing into it. And just helping it to develop so that the leaves can all catch the light and all the flowers get the chance to be pollinated. So the fruit trees in my garden got two feijoas, which are now giving us lovely fruit. And there's a tangelo that is coming into fruit, so that it won't be ready for quite a while yet. But another thing I've been doing is giving the tangelo tree, which is a citrus, a spray with baking soda and essential oil. The essential oil I've used is manuka or tea tree, and that is to stop the white fly and also any fungal disease from attacking the tangelos. So what the baking soda does is it neutralizes the acid and gets air circulation. I think it's a sort of a good agent for getting rid of any damp, so it dries it out. And then the oil, what it does is will coat the insects so it will stop them from sucking out the goodness of your plants. So if you do a spray and you sort of slosh it around under the leaves, because the leaves underneath are where the white fly and all the bugs like to grab hold of your leaves and eat them. So you do a little spray. I don't use a sprayer. I just whip it up in a bucket and get some branches like a rosemary twigs and then just slosh it around. So the droplets will go all over your leaves and then it will really help clear it up. And I've noticed a difference. So that's what I've been doing. Yeah. Now I'm going to share with you a recipe for feijoa pie. And yes, feijoas are coming into fruit and we've been sharing them with our neighbours and eating them and they're so delicious. I really think that Auckland should have a feijoa festival. It doesn't have to be in a kind of festival where everyone gets together and throws feijoas at each other, but just to celebrate our bounty, because that is the fruit of the moment. So to make feijoa pie, just similar to apple pie, but using feijoas. So you'll need a pie tin or dish and two sheets of flaky puff pastry. You can make your own or you can buy it from the supermarket if you're willing to wait in line, or maybe you already have some. Then you need lots of feed jars to fill it. So get your feed jars and start scooping them out so that you've got plenty to fill your pie. You need a tablespoon or so of butter. I like to use butter, not margarine. I'm a butter fan. You would also need about half a cup of brown sugar or organic coconut sugar. I like to use brown sugar because it just tastes better. Probably better for you. Although, yeah, if you're not into sugar, maybe don't use so much. But just give it something to sweeten it. I mean, you could use honey. But for this recipe, we're using brown sugar. A sprinkle of cinnamon. So you might have that in your spice cupboard. I don't think you can actually grow cinnamon here. It might be too cold, but that cinnamon gives a little bit of zing to it. And quarter or half a cup of ground almonds, so the almond nuts. That just gives it a bit of grit, some body to it, and absorbs all the moisture. And one last thing is a tablespoon of milk. You can use cow's milk or soy milk, whatever milk that you have. Okay, so what you do is you preheat your oven to 200 degrees Celsius or 400 Fahrenheit. You line your pie dish with the flaky pastry. And for the filling, you scoop out your feed jars and mix them with the soft or melted butter, the sugar, the ground almonds, and a sprinkle of cinnamon. Then you cover the pie with the other sheet of pastry and sealing the ends with a fork. That's a fun bit. You can make your pretty patterns. And then prick a few holes in the middle and brush the pie with milk for a glaze. So you bake this in the oven till it's golden brown, about 20 to 25 minutes. And you can serve this hot with ice cream, or it can be eaten cold in the garden for a picnic. So enjoy. Now, those are my lockdown suggestions. Oh, happy gardening, everyone. I'll hand over to Karen now, and she'll just let you in on a few more things to do while we're in lockdown. And, we'll hopefully be back next week with more.
Welcome to Karen's Garden Ramble. Hope you're all doing safe and well in your bubbles. I'm lucky enough to have a garden bubble added on to my house bubble, so very fortunate, and keeping me from going even crazier during this crazy time. So let's start. I'll start just right at my entrance, really, at my driveway, where my front garden is. I call it my tropical garden. And lately, I haven't done much at all to it. It's in recovery mode at the moment. A few months prior to lockdown, I absolutely went bananas and hacked the lot. It was completely overgrown. Well, not completely, but it was getting there. So I'm just giving it a bit of breathing time now. It's just recuperating and looking really green and healthy. Obviously, with all the autumn rain that we're starting to get, it's done wonders. And all I've done since the hack is chuck on a whole bunch of seagrass, and I'm just letting a lot of the excess feed jars, which are falling from my neighbour's tree just on the other side of the fence, do their magic and work their way into that soil. It usually just takes care of itself. I've got some perpetual spinach growing out the front there too that just comes back year after year, obviously perpetual, meaning forever, and that's doing really well. I haven't really had to do much at all apart from fertilise. Moving around the corner, out the back to my deck area, the side path is where I plant a lot of my herbs just for ease of access. They are all looking luscious and green. Really happy with them, not having to do much at all. Great not having to water anymore. I've just again chucked a bit of seaweed and some liquid nutrients onto those, and they are just taking care of themselves. The coriander, loving the temperature. It seems to be thriving. Lavender's doing well. basil starting to slow down. Basil's more of a hot weather herb. Chives are starting to flourish. Moving over to my deck area, this is where I have had a lot of my seeds planted out here, where it's nice and sheltered and safe from the elements. I've got beetroot, spring onion, broccoli. I have, what's that one at the back there? Oh, parsnip, sweet pea, dwarf pea, that one, that variety, and cauliflower. I have planted a lot of seed this autumn, and they all seem to be taking off really nicely. So if anyone out there is after any seedlings of the sort I've just mentioned now, flick us an email. I'll be happy to share those. A lot of my summer plants are now fading away. Tomatoes are still hanging on. There's still a few that are just ripening up. Late season, the leaves are pretty much all gone there. I bought a plant called the Lunchbox Red Capsicum variety. It's a tiny little capsicum, about the length of a small thumb, if not that. And they're so delicious, and there's still plenty on that capsicum plant. Really, really, really pleased with that purchase. Still going well. Lettuces are all starting to go to flower. My tamarillo, which was only an inch the whole summer, and I persevered and persevered, has finally started to take off. There's about 6 healthy-looking green leaves on there now. I'm going to talk about my sunflower pot over here in the centre of my deck. Produced a stunning flower head, absolutely stunning. Then the first autumn wind struck mid-March around then, whole thing toppled over and completely decapitated my beautiful sunflower head. Devastating. But it's still here, and my son Maxima said, prop it back up, leave it, don't do anything. And I thought, oh well, what do I know? So I've let it keep going and given it the odd water. And lo and behold, about half a foot from the top, it has decided to sprout another sunflower head. It's not as dazzling. It kind of looks a bit deformed. I will actually, if you remind me, Selena, I'll put a photo up on our website. It's quite unbelievable how nature just throws these little odd ones at you like that. I mean, I could have easily just chopped that up and throw it into the compost, but I got one last little flower out of it. Astounding. Guys, we're already at the 5-minute mark, and I am literally only halfway around my garden. So I think I will round it up there, because I don't want to spend all our session boring you with my garden ramble. But anyway, I hope it gave you a bit of a taste of what I'm up to and what goes on in my little bubble. Oh, this is not that different from usual, really. But awesome. So I hope you enjoyed, and do take care out there. And maybe we'll do a part 2 of my garden another session. Ciao. Well, fellow garden planeteers, I do hope you have enjoyed today's lockdown session. It has been an absolute pleasure sharing our gardening tips and garden rambles with you. I'm afraid there's no upcoming garden-related events to share with you at this stage, but in the meantime, be sure to keep your garden bubble nice and tidy. Remember, autumn is a great time to tidy up all those loose ends around the place, especially the garden. And let's not forget the grass that is furiously starting to grow once again. It could well be due for another trim. And if you're really stuck for garden-related inspiration, be sure to check out our podcast archives on the Garden Planet website. Do take care out there, guys, and hang in there. Not long to go. Bye!
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. That's all we have time for. Come back next week for more great gardening tips at Garden Planet. You can find us on Facebook on our Garden Planet Facebook page, or email us at gardenplanetfm@gmail.com if you want to ask us anything about gardening. Happy gardening, everyone, and we'll be back next week.